Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. PG&E's massive $13.5 billion deal with wildfire victims is a big step forward in sorting through its bankruptcy, but it still needs the okay from the governor. And as KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, that may not be an easy hurdle to clear.
Yeah, Susan, under the details of the deal, the agreement has to comply with the state law that the governor pushed called AB 1054. It establishes a fund that PG&E can use to shield it from future fire liability. But to do that, the company has to show improvements in a accountability and safety. Napa State Senator Bill Dodd.
Well, one of the deal points in AB 1054 was that PG&E would come out of bankruptcy by June and have a settlement with the victims, and in order to be able to access the wildfire major fund that was put together to as a backstop for future wildfires caused by utilities.
Now, it's not clear what the governor thinks of the fairness of this settlement yet, which covers victims of three major wildfires since 2015. A bankruptcy judge needs to sign off as well, and that hearing is scheduled for a week from today. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Now, there is a report out this morning on a new poll regarding PG&E's future. That poll undertaken by the Los Angeles Times, or for the Los Angeles Times, by the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies, makes one thing rather clear. People want to see some kind of change, though they don't know exactly what it is they want. Fewer than one in eight likely voters said they wanted to see PG&E fix its own problems and carry on under its current structure when it comes out of bankruptcy. Beyond that, things get kind of hazy. The poll shows roughly a third of respondents say they'd prefer to see PG&E remain an investor-owned utility. Another third want to see some sort of government takeover, and the rest didn't have an opinion.
A drought-proof water supply could soon be coming to Silicon Valley. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, Valley water officials are expected to approve a pair of water recycling plants today.
Good morning, Susan. The plants will take wastewater from the cities of Mountain View and Palo Alto and recycle it so it can be safely used for irrigation and possibly supplement the drinking water supply in a drought. The price tag for the facilities could be over $300 million, but Gary Kremen, a board member of Valley Water, says it's a good investment.
But remember, it's a high return because people aren't going to have to use that expensive Hetch Hetchy water anymore. They'll be able to use treated sewage water.
The Advanced Water Purification Center will also reduce the amount of treated wastewater released into the bay. If approved by the Valley Water Board this afternoon, the two facilities will likely take 2 and 10 years to be completed, respectively. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.